Aaron Wren is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and his mission in life, should he decide to accept it, and he has decided to accept it, is to help America's cities thrive in an ever more complex, competitive, globalized, and diverse 21st century. Aaron Wren, welcome to Nashville's Morning News.
Thanks for having me on.
Delighted to have you on. You wrote an article recently in late October called Why Light Rail Makes No Sense for Nashville. All of a sudden, Nashville is getting everybody's attention with the mayor's $5.2 billion transit plans, the centerpiece of which is light rail. Why no sense for Nashville on light rail?
Well, rail transit systems work best in cities that have huge centralized employment centers like downtown Chicago or Manhattan, high densities, a tremendous walkability and mixed-use development, and then also just really, really extremely bad traffic. And basically, Nashville doesn't really meet those criteria, particularly the most important one being its employment market. Its downtown does not have the job count or kind of the share of regional employment that you have in some of these other places. In fact, Nashville's downtown employs far fewer people than most of the other cities that have tried to build light rail lines, most of which have also not been very successful.
143,000, that's a number I've not actually seen before. Nashville has 143,000 city-centered jobs. That was in 2011, so it's more than that now.
Yeah.
But not, not nearly enough to support light rail?
So that came from City Observatory, which is a Portland-based think tank that's very pro-downtown, pro-urban, mm-hmm. So they're not city haters. It's hard to get apples-to-apples comparisons of downtown employment, so they basically took a three-mile radius around the city center, which is a pretty big area for most places, bigger than what they think of downtown, but it lets you get more apples-to-apples.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nashville had 143. Minneapolis, Minnesota has 248,000, basically. Dallas and Denver and Portland are all above 200,000. Houston's pushing 200,000. Charlotte's pretty comparable. But then you look at
just
a place
out of curiosity,
like Chicago,
Yeah, I was going to say, just out of curiosity, how does that compare with Chicago or New York City?
Well, you know, like New York has 2 million jobs in Lower Manhattan.
Yeah.
Chicago, depending on how you count their downtown, has anywhere from 500,000 to 650,000 jobs. Mm-hmm. And not only that, they built these systems a really long time ago, so that basically there's transit from 360 degrees of the entire region, city and suburb, into the central business district. They built buildings. If you go to central San Francisco, New York, or Chicago, all the buildings were basically built without parking. So it makes for a very, you know, walkable, dense environment there. And I know Nashville has done a lot of great things. The city's booming. Love the city. It's eliminated some of the parking minimums. It's trying to move in that direction. It's just very hard to take a city like Nashville that was built in the era of the automobile, basically, and try to retrofit it into a city of the railroading era.
Right.
Boston, Philly, these cities came of age in the railroad era, which is why they have these systems.
Sure. And we've kind of moved beyond railroads for a lot of things in the United States. I mean, they're still useful, but as commuter transit, the situation, the environment has to be just right in order for it to make sense, right? And it's an extremely expensive form of mass transit. Is it not the most expensive form?
Yeah, well, it's very expensive. So $5.2 billion for this system is, far higher than anything else Nashville's ever built. I mean, the most expensive project I could identify locally, other than this, is the airport expansion, which is $1.2 billion. There's only one, what other cities the size of Nashville have spent $5.2 billion on anything? And there's not that many. Honolulu is building a rail system that was originally supposed to be $5.2 billion, but it's now over $10 billion, and it's kind of been a disaster for them. It's a different type of technology, but definitely these systems are frequently plagued with cost overruns as well. It's a huge expense.
There's no question that congestion is a major problem in Nashville, and it's growing as Nashville is growing. Is there a better idea, or is technology kind of almost naturally taking care of this as the problem grows?
Well, as cities get bigger, they tend to get more congested. You know, New York has the most extensive transit system in America, right, and also the highest average commute times. But in part, that's just because it's huge. It's not necessarily that transit makes it longer commutes. It's just a huge region. So when you're growing at the rates Nashville's growing, you're going to have congestion problems. And so there's a lot of things I think that the city can do. One, you need to have good walkable environments in order to support transit. So continuing to improve the streets to make sure you have things like sidewalks, continuing the kind of dense infill that the city's doing would be a good idea. Trying to make the city more bike friendly. The city's doing that. I would really press the accelerator on that that approach. Also, starting with a good basic bus system is kind of the, you know, you have to walk before you can run, and just starting with a good high quality basic bus system. Some of the corridors in Portland, Oregon that are seeing great dense infill development are not light rail corridors. They're bus corridors and what they call their frequent bus network. And so they got a grid of buses in Portland, and the bus component of this plan, I think, may make a lot of sense. I mean, investing in buses, I think, makes a lot of sense. And then we have new technologies. You know, I think Uber has kind of shown an example of how new technologies can really revolutionize transport. We have autonomous vehicles coming. I have sort of argued that with autonomous vehicles right around the corner, potentially, you know, investing in legacy kind of transportation infrastructure, when we don't even really know what kinds of disruptions that's going to cause,
what I was going to ask you too. Yeah. And this is the last question because we're running out of time. But do you have any experience with the kind of disruption that we might expect in downtown Nashville when they build that 60-by-60 tunnel underneath Fifth Avenue North for 2 miles? How is that going to affect downtown businesses? And this is going to take years, 5, 6, 7 years probably.
Well, I don't know how they're planning to build it. Some tunneling can have disruptions, but others, they just bore a tunnel underground, so there's not as much disruption as you might think. You know, when they originally built the New York subways, they just dug the whole streets up, built the subway in a trench, and then covered it over. Yeah. We don't really do that today. So, you know, I don't want to speculate on it, but it is not necessarily going to be a disaster. I think there are ways to mitigate construction. I would say that.
Yeah. Aaron, thank you. I appreciate it very much. And we will be in touch, I think, probably from time to time as we continue through with this debate that's going to be going on between now and May and the voters decide on that proposed tax increase. Aaron Wren, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. Thanks for being with us here on Nashville Morning News.